Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Today we are going to see Genesis 19. Genesis 19, verse 15 says, "Then the angels hastened Lot." Satan always tempts us to come to the very edge of the cliff. The flower at the edge of the cliff always looks beautiful. He shows the glories and the splendor of this world. The vines of Sodom and the fields of Gomorrah looks pleasing to the eye, and Lot was deceived by the looks of the sweetness of sin, as he walked by sight, not by faith. The sweetness of sin is going to be a cup of damnation as God poured out His wrath on Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, beloved, Lot was an old man. He was influenced by this world before he pitched his tent towards Sodom, and now he has settled down in Sodom. The angels hastened Lot as the Lord was going to pour out His wrath. But Lot was slow to act, as he and his family are comfortable in the sin city of Sodom. They don't take seriously the warning of the angels. When God commanded Lot to hurry, but how difficult to say goodbye to the sin city. There is a danger of loitering in Sin City. The angels hastened Lot, but they were taking it so easy. Lot went to Sodom for the sake of comfort. But how difficult to leave these earthly comforts. Maybe he built a nice home and he invested his labor, and now he has to leave all. Why did Lot's wife look back when angels commanded not to look back? Because it is very difficult for the carnal, sinful person to leave the world as they have laid their treasures upon this world. There are many who are called Christians, but they are lingering as they are indulged in some kind of a darling secret sin. That which is shameful, but they do it in secret. Dear friends, give up these secret sins. Give up these darling sins and trust in Christ to be saved from these sins and from the wrath of God. Now, to those who are strong in the Lord, we need to help the weak and the backsliders. Lot was weak in the flesh, as Sodom was a bad influence. When we see the weak, we need to hasten them to the obedience of the Lord and tell them to come out of the world. Many have settled down in Sodom of sin. Many will listen to the warning, but they will not get out from the Sodom of sin. Whether they believe it or not, we need to hasten them. There is a sin of loitering. There was this unbelieving father told his son, "You should first get a job, then think of Christianity." But the godly son replied to the father and said, "Father, Jesus Christ told me differently. He said, 'Seek ye first the kingdom of God.'" Yes, my beloved, we need to do what Christ has told us to do in the Word of God. The time is short. Many young people will not believe it, but you who are older, you know the days, the weeks, and the months as they fly so quickly. Before you know it, there is another new year. Why do you linger when the time flies? If Lot had not escaped, he would have perished with the men of Sodom. Abraham had prayed for Sodom, and of course, especially for Lot. And therefore, you who are God's servants, you who are true Christians, must go and bring people out of the doomed city who are just like Lot backslidden and they are in the sin city. Maybe there are people who are like Lot in the doomed city of Sodom and Gomorrah. But there are friends and relatives that are praying like Abraham did for Lot. If God is going to bring destruction to your city or to your town, will you not go and hasten those who are in the city to escape the wrath of God? There's nothing impossible with God. The arm of grace is very long, and God can reach those who are at the very bottom of sin. Yes, beloved, let us pray for those who are lost. Let us hope that God would save them. Let us go and reach out for them and hasten and warn them to flee the wrath of God. Yes, beloved, let us do it. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift